State budget crises across the country are forcing tough choices, especially in rural communities where money is often tight and options are few. That's the case in the high desert of eastern Oregon, in an isolated town of 3,000, where a treasured local obsession is losing out to a local political tradition. NPR's Howard Berkus explains.
Flip on the radio in Burns, Oregon.
It's your home for Burns Highlander Sports, KZZR Burns.
Especially on fall Friday nights.
Dick takes the snap, looks across the middle. He's got a man open. There's a pass complete to Spence. Touchdown, Highlanders.
Even wrestling and volleyball are broadcast when those teams make the playoffs. High school sports are to Burns what theater is to Broadway, what jazz is to New Orleans, or what the Lakers are to Los Angeles.
I think it helps the community build pride and esteem, and it gives us something to cheer for and talk about, and I think it's just part of a community's identity.
Randy Fulton does the sports color commentary on the radio. He works days managing a Burns waste disposal company, and he's one of the people trying to save high school sports from the budget axe.
I try to imagine a Friday night in the fall without going down to Corbett Field and watching a football game or listening to a road game on the radio. I just can't imagine not having that outlet. It's just hard for me to fathom not having sports programs.
It's also hard to fathom at volleyball practice at the Burns High School gym. Senior Chelsea Ross has four major colleges recruiting her.
Well, it's one of the only things, organized things you can do here, because there's no, like, other kind of clubs or, you know, pretty much youth activities, really, because it's such a small town, they don't have things that big cities have. So next year, it'll just be people will leave and school spirit will kind of be gone. I mean, it might be a school, but it won't be the same.
The threat to high school sports has its origins in history, politics, and the economy. The Burns area once hosted one of the world's largest covered sawmills. When the mill closed a decade ago, the schools lost a major source of funding. The federal government paid more than $1 million a year based on the timber logged from national forests near Burns. At the same time, Oregonians voted to limit local property taxes, which shifted most of school funding to the state income tax.
When the economy was going good in the mid-90s, we were okay, but when the economy tanked, that funding from the state reduced drastically.
Dave Courtney is the school superintendent in Burns, who lopped Fridays off the school week, trimmed 8 days from the school year, cut an hour out of the school day, laid off teachers and staff, and slashed sports from the school budget.
We don't want to have 50 kids in a kindergarten classroom. If we funded sports, that would be the other side of it. And we cut 19.2 staff. Bottom line being, we have cut everywhere else, and there was no place else to cut.
The town mobilized with bake sales, radio auctions, benefit dinners, raffles, and fundraising appeals to 50 years of high school graduates. The effort raised more than $170,000, enough to save fall and winter sports this school year. Another $40,000 will save spring sports. But Burns has low income, high unemployment, and an aging population.
And I think we are going to hit the limit. You can only go back to the same people so many times, and then it becomes a hardship on them.
Tim Colahan is the county attorney in Burns and an organizer of the fundraising effort.
I liken it to a dish rag where you get each end and just wring it for all you can and get a few drops out. And I feel like that's what we're doing with this community, is that we're pushing it to the limit. We're going to do it this year, but I don't know how in the world we will do it again next year without help.
Help was proposed in the form of a temporary local hike in income taxes, less than 1% for 3 years. But people in Burns resist taxes as much as they embrace high school sports. Linda Johnson used to direct the Chamber of Commerce.
People are tired of being taxed. In Harney County, we're pretty conservative. I think historically, you'll see that, you know, we've always voted down taxes by a pretty good sized margin.
And true to form, the school sports tax was crushed 2-1. The opponents included Tony Ariser, a third generation Burns rancher, who spoke from his barnyard outside town.
Here we are trying to fund sports, but we're not looking at any angles to try to get the 8 days back in the school year. Would it be better to put the money into the curriculum and books and that, or do you need to put it in sports? I say, if you want my money, let's put it in the education process.
The sports tax was the brainchild of a self-described anti-tax conservative, sports enthusiast Randy Fulton. And the defeat of the tax has him questioning the anti-tax atmosphere in Burns.
We're just a little too conservative, I think. We got to quit being the, quote, rednecks. And we just got to realize that, you know, times have changed, and it might take the loss of sports for a year to really wake people up. But it's just a small fraction of the picture, as I see it. If we're willing to allow that to go, what's the next thing we're going to allow to go that we provide for our kids?
Some people won't wait to find out. They'll send their kids elsewhere to school, or they'll move the whole family. That's what Burns native Dan Hines plans. He's got a son in high school and a sporting goods store up for sale.
Because we know if he's here during a whole year without extracurriculars, he will get into trouble. And the sports really have redirected him and has kept us able to keep him on the right path. Without the sports, he will be out probably drinking and doing some other things that he shouldn't be doing, and we don't know how we're going to curtail that if there's nothing for him to do.
And when students leave, they transfer their state school funding to their new schools, deepening the budget crisis in Burns.
Check 38! Ready, pop!
Behind the Burns High School, the football team practices passing plays. It's not clear whether this is the final season for practices and games. Two recent legislative measures could restore school funding statewide. One cuts retirement contributions for public employees, but that faces a court challenge. Another adds a surcharge to the Oregon income tax, but petitions are circulating now to get that on the ballot for possible repeal. The betting here is that voters in Burns, Oregon will vote for repeal. Terry Graham is the Burns Highlanders football coach.
You know, it's almost a no-win situation. So I don't know what the solution to all this is. I just know, you know, I think these guys want to play football, and I'm ready to coach football.
Hey, good. Okay, on the line. Let's do it again to the other side.
Howard Burkus, NPR News.
Photos of Burns, Oregon, and the Highlanders are at npr.org.